I wonder if one of the younger people here this morning could tell me what the time is, please. Tell me what the time. 11:25, thank you. 11:25. We're used to the time, aren't we? We know what the time is. We know what time the service started. We know what time we think it's going to end. We know how long it takes us to get to school. We know how long it takes us to get up in the morning, and we know how long it takes us to go to bed at night. We know what time we're supposed to be in bed. We know what time is. And I want to talk about time this morning. Seconds and minutes and hours and days and weeks and months and years and decades and centuries and millennium. Time. Shan't talk about all of them though, Pat. You didn't look so worried. Time. How many minutes in an hour? There are 60. How many minutes are there in a day? 1,440. How many minutes are there in a week? 10,080. So we've had 10,080 minutes since our last young people's talk here last Sunday morning. Have we done anything about what we heard this time last week? If we get to the ripe old age of 70, we would have lived 36,792 minutes. Time. Time. Now I've got some times on the board for me here this morning. We've got six of them, and first of all I want your help with these times. You'll see that the times start off very small and then get a little bit bigger. 9.85 seconds, 3 minutes, 2 hours 3 minutes and 39 seconds, 14 days 19 hours and 51 minutes, 71 days 14 hours 18 minutes and 33 seconds, and lastly 129 days. Six different times. And I've got six different pictures here, and I could really do with six volunteers this morning to come and say which picture you think goes with which time. And if you get stuck, you can always ask somebody to help you. Anybody like to come out this morning and help me? Or does it seem too hard for you this morning? Come on, who's going to come? Somebody will come out. Christopher, will you come? No, you don't want to come. Your dad does. Let's have your dad out instead if he wants to come. There you go. Oh, you're coming too. Brilliant. Now, would you want to pick any of these pictures? Okay. Any of those pictures? Okay. Which one of those pictures you want to choose? Okay, you choose that one. Now, for now, just stay there and hold it. We'll get all six pictures up first, Sophie, okay? Do you want to just hold it up so people can see? And perhaps you can shout it out what it is with your dad. What is it? Egg. It's an egg. Okay, good. Who else are going to come out and do one? Good. Libby, Laura? Need three more? Three more this morning? Otherwise, you'd have two each. What I want you to do is just choose a picture. Okay, do you know who that is? Well done, Christopher. Okay. I want to choose one of those three. Chris, which one of those do you want? The back one. Thought you might. Okay. So far we've got a train and an egg. Who's that, do you know? Who knows who that is? Come on, somebody help me with this one. Who's that one? Yes, Joe. That one's Madeline McCann, yes, well done in the blue shirt, yes. Who's this one here? Hold it right up, Laura. Anybody know who that is? Come on, you know, on the front row here. Tyson Gay, thank you very much. Was that James? Well done. Well done. We've got two more. Come on, we'll have two adults. Two more. Pictures here. Sean, do you want to hold it up for us this morning? You can sit there if you like and have it. Choose which one you like out of those two. Okay? That's an easy one. It's got his name on it, that one. Okay? Last one. Alistair, welcome back. It's not a tennis player, no.
It could be you.
Okay. Ellen MacArthur. So we go from this end here. We've got Steve Fossett, Madeline McCann, Tyson Gay, a boiled egg, the Eurostar, and Ellen MacArthur. Now then, who thinks they know what time their picture goes against? Okay, Lib, yep, put your last one down here. 129 days is the number of days that Madeline McCann has been missing. Okay. Who thinks they got 9.85 seconds? Yep, well done, Laura. That's the race that he won recently. That's the time in which he won, 100 metres. Okay. If you two would like to go and sit down now. Do you want to have a guess yet, Sean, Alistair, Christopher, Sophie?
I think I'm 71 days, 14 hours and 18 minutes and 33 seconds.
You may well be. I'm going to take this one first, Alistair. You may be 3 minutes for a boiled egg, isn't it, Sophie? Good. Can I have that pin that up as well? Thank you. Then you can go and sit down. 3 minutes for a nice boiled egg. Good. Okay. Alistair, you thought you were 71 days.
Yes.
You're quite right. That's how long it took Ellen MacArthur to sail round the world. Good. Now then, between you, Sian and Christopher, which is which? Which do you think was 2 hours, 3 minutes and 39 seconds, and which was 14 days, 19 hours and 51 minutes?
2 hours, 3 minutes.
Yeah, it was. Well done. That's the Eurostar from Paris to London, broke the record last week. 2 hours, 3 minutes, 39 seconds. And that one there is Steve Fossett, who I think is still missing at the moment. But when he went round the world in his air balloon, that's how long it took him. 14 days, 19 hours, thanks, Sian, and 51 minutes. Time. Time, time, time. We're all governed by time, aren't we? Time to go to bed, how long it takes to boil an egg? Time. What does the Bible say about time? Well, these three things, I want you to remember these three things. Number one, perhaps you can answer. Who created time? Who created time and gives us our minutes and our days and our weeks? Who made time? Yeah, God did. The Bible says there was a first minute when God created. God created and he created time. So secondly, we have to use it wisely. We're all very, very good at wasting time. The Bible encourages us to use our time wisely. To use it in a way that the giver of time will be pleased with us. He's given us time. We ought to be using our time to please him. One day we're all going to have to stand before God and give an account to him of how we've used our time. And lastly, the Bible says the best way to use time is to seek the Lord while he may be found and to call upon him while he is near. How dreadful to go through 36,792,000 minutes and get to the age of 70 and have never used the time that God had given us to seek him. Taken all those minutes and never once turned around to seek the God who made us and gave us time. How awful to spend all of our time on ourselves and never to do what the Bible tells us to do with time, which is to seek God. And to turn from our sin and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ who hung on a cross for 360 minutes. Now then, we've got lots of time in the coming week. 10,080 minutes coming up. Can I encourage you to use your time wisely for God? And the best way to do that is to start by seeking the Lord and calling upon him while he may be found. The Bible says if you seek him, you will find him. It's the very best use of time. How proud and arrogant it is to receive all this time from God and never use it to do the very first thing that he tells us to do with it, which is to seek him. Isaiah says in chapter 55 and verse 6, seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he's near.